What's happening, everybody? Welcome.
Why, hello.
Sorry, I totally interrupted you.
You're good, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to Baldy and the Big Guy.
Welcome.
I'm Greg. That's Peter.
I am Peter.
I am stoked about today's podcast.
Today's podcast is going to be delicious. It's going to be delicious because we have, I'm just going to go ahead and tell it right off the bat.
Just talk through it, dude.
One of my friends, Jason, has a great company called Florida Man's Lunacy out of, obviously, Florida. And you know how much we like our Florida Corner episode of the podcast.
And we've got a story later on. Yep.
So talk to him. And he's not a sponsor specifically, but he's just sending us these to taste test on the show and to give our honest opinion to.
Right.
So just real quick, we have a pineapple hot sauce, which is his second one. His original one is the roasted garlic hot sauce, which is fucking fantastic. You'll love it.
Nice.
And then his newest one is a blueberry hot sauce, which... You kind of like blueberry.
I have no idea, dude.
It's good.
So we did for wings. I got some. If you guys didn't know, Chili's makes some pretty darn good
wings.
They make great wings. I don't. I think it's called Just Wings out of there.
I think so.
It's kind of like a delivery, or it was a delivery only for a while. But we have one close to our house. We got some naked wings that we're gonna try out. Our hot sauces on.
Yep.
So just plain. Fried, whatever, deep fried wings.
Yeah.
First foremost, go out, like, subscribe, do all the things. You can find us out on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere else you want to find a podcast. The YouTubes, of course.
Yeah.
Find them.
Not on Patreon or OnlyFans. Not there.
I'm working on the OnlyFans.
I'm thinking OnlyFeet. Or change my name to Dan to Only Dan's. I don't know. Or maybe a cooking show called Only Pans.
Only Pans. I think there's probably a cooking show.
I'm sure that's...
I think
Only Pans has been around for long enough. I'm sure there's
somebody's done that pun.
Every weird thing you can do kind of like has probably been done. Yeah.
All right. We're going to jump into these. Which one do you want to start with first?
Well, I'm going to say let's start with the roasted garlic for last because I know that's the good one.
So, are you a flat or a drummy?
I'm a drum guy.
Okay, me too.
You're a drum guy?
I'm a drummy
guy. I'll eat anything.
I go
left to right or my right, your left. So we'll start off with the pineapple.
All right. I'm going to grab a wing.
Shake her up.
And these are nice and crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Hot. We just got them delivered a few minutes ago.
Go ahead and...
All right.
Oh, there's not even a dabber in that one because it's so thick.
It's thick. I'm going to pour some on the plate because I want to taste it a little bit first. Yeah. Whoa.
It's thick. Look at that.
Come on. Oh.
Oh, shit. There you go.
And then throw some on it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And I'll do the same.
This is the pineapple habanero?
This is just
a pineapple?
It's just pineapple. But I'm pretty sure he actually uses habanero in his sauce.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the one he uses. So.
All right, I'll wait for you to sauce it up.
I'm going to sauce it up on top. I've already tasted it.
It's way thicker than I was expecting.
Yeah. Well, that's because of the pineapple, I think.
Yeah.
I think just because the pineapple is obviously a thick, that thick consistency. All
right, I'm going to dip. I washed my hands before this.
I didn't, so I have dog and stuff on them. It's great.
It's got a little bit of heat to it.
Yeah, it's a little heat, a little sweet.
A little sweet heat.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, bro. Ding, ding. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a habanero in there or something.
A little more than you can plant on that one.
It's got a habanero in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Cause it's,
he might use Carolina.
There's something that's fucking...
It's hot.
It's hot. Like, it's under good. My hat, I'm already sweating.
Yeah, but it's good.
And I was hungry as fuck before we started this, too. I haven't eaten anything today. Mm-hmm. And it's currently like 2:30 in the afternoon. I hadn't eaten anything yet. I've been living on coffee.
Okay, and Coors Light.
Coors Light. Yeah. All right. Do we rate them after?
Yeah.
Are we going to do a 1 to 10?
Yep.
Very pizza, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
Barstoolish. You do evens, you're a fucking rookie.
Exactly. I'm thinking we rate them all in the end.
All right. Rate them in the end. Okay. Excuse me. All right, that one is dope as shit.
It's good.
Yeah, I'll eat the shit out of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's good. It's a good one.
All right, next.
So which one we got?
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
All right. I got another. This has got the little dabber. That's like you said. Probably because it's so thick.
Yeah, it's not thick. So
I've never had blueberry hot sauce on a wing.
I didn't even know
that was a fucking thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let me taste it. Very blueberry.
Yeah.
Very.
See. Ready?
Yeah, that's dope. It's different. That's I think that's what it is.
That's fantastic.
It's fantastic. You're doing something right, Jason.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why that works.
Right off the bat.
Why does that work?
Man, it's good.
It's good.
It's really good.
Dude. Trying not to eat in the camp in the mic.
That's why I'm pushing away.
Yeah, it's dope as fuck, dude. It's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never. I mean, I've seen like when you go to like a market day or a kind of like farmer's market, people do crazy shit like that. Like, oh, I want to make blueberry jam and add some hot shit to it.
Yeah.
But on a wing.
On a wing. And I haven't had either one of those on a wing. I haven't had either one of those on a wing yet. I've only had them. I have had the pineapple on a pizza once.
Oh my god!
And then the blueberry. I think I've had on anything. So this is the first time I've had
pineapple like that one on a pizza. It's and I know really pineapple and stuff. People are like, "That's stupid." No, it's good.
No, it's so good.
Like grow up. Pineapple and ham.
Exactly.
On a pizza with that.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'll try to show that one.
A Hawaiian.
All right. So this is his original. Roasted garlic, and I'll tell you what, this is so fucking good.
All right, so this is
absolutely everything that is
roasted
good
garlic. Try throw spicy. A little bit there.
It's tasty as fuck.
Throw
it's
a so bunch good. On there. This is one you've been raving about. That's my favorite. So. All right, give it a little taste. Oh, definitely hits garlic. Like you can smell the garlic off that.
Oh yeah.
And there's little bits of minced garlic in it.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Oh fuck, dude. That got a little kick to it, too.
Yeah.
Got me right in the back of the throat. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Garlicky as shit, mm-hmm. but hot. It's spicy hot. This mm-hmm. is, like, making me sweat a little bit.
It's spicy hot.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you put that one on? Have you put that one on?
So this one, you know that commercial for the, the hot sauce is? I put that shit on everything, the old lady. Frank's hot sauce.
Okay.
Frank's Red Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to bleep that out, I think, because I don't want to sponsor a different one. But how that girl says, I put that shit
Frank's
on everything.
Frank's is a staple, dude.
Frank's is good.
Yeah.
But I put it on everything. I put it on sandwiches. I put it on eggs in the morning. Eggs. I put it on everything. I put this literally on everything. It's so good.
Yeah, eggs, potatoes. I'm a big Cholula guy just because I don't want it. Sometimes I don't want it super hot, but I want spice. I want seasoning. You know what I mean? That's what I like about like Cholula and stuff like that versus like a Frank's Red Hot. Mm-hmm. Frank's Red Hot is peppery. It's a pepper sauce. Mm-hmm. Cholula, kind of the same, but that ups the game on... doing some eggs, but you gotta like you have to like garlic. This is a very garlic head, like forward.
Very garlicky.
Yeah. Great shit, dude.
But, I mean.
Unique as fuck. And it's more like going, like the pineapple is definitely like a thicker, you need to shake the shit out of it, number one. Because you want to get that pineapple mm-hmm. in there. All right, let's rate them.
I think for me, I think let's do it two different ways. Best to worst. All
right.
Which they're all delicious.
Yeah, they're all great.
Just so we're clear.
It's just your flavor. It's what you like.
But best to worst, profile. But also spicy level. For me, I think the pineapple is the spiciest.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it might be because the sweetness doesn't specifically
counterbalance. It doesn't overpower. Can you throw this over there on the table?
Yeah.
Is the table over there still?
Yep.
Okay. Couldn't remember. Right on.
So I think that pineapple's the spiciest for me.
Then it goes garlic for me
mm-hmm.
in heat.
Yeah.
And then the blueberry. Blueberry's mild.
Blueberry's way more mild, but the taste of the blueberry is really good.
Yeah. Dude, that on pancakes, the blueberry.
I think if you mix it with just like maple syrup, like a real maple syrup, mix them together. Just mix them together.
Yeah, just mix them.
Yeah, just mix them together. However you want to mix them.
Yeah.
Mix the maple syrup and that together on a pancake. Probably an actual like blueberry
or
pancake.
Or a waffle mm-hmm. or any breakfast item, basically.
Probably be amazing. I've heard some other ways we're going to try it. We'll try it next time.
Okay.
I've heard some
creative some disastrous, things.
Crazy ways you can
disastrous.
Try it. I mean, it sounds disastrous. I have no idea. I'm assuming.
We're going to try some shit with
I'm assuming once you start shitting, it's probably all disastrous. Especially with the mixture of combos. So, for me.
All right. Go rank yours first to best to. I don't want to because it's not worst.
I'd say favorite to least favorite, but I would eat all.
I would eat them all.
Off, yeah. All threes. Roasted garlic wins, number one.
That's your go-to, okay?
Pineapple, number two.
Okay.
And number three is blueberry. And the only reason for that is because the blueberry is the least spicy.
Excuse
spicy.
Me.
So, and that's the weirdest
still getting me.
Flavor of what I put on. I wouldn't put it on eggs because it's blueberry, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But I put the pineapple on eggs. I don't know why that's different to me, but it is. I don't know.
All right. Mine is pineapple first.
Okay.
Garlic second, blueberry third.
You like that spice.
I like that
you
like heat. The spice, yeah. I'll eat. Yeah, I'm the dude who goes and gets like mango habanero.
Yeah.
As hot as
you can. And then you add tapatio to it or whatever.
No, I'm saying for like a wing. Mm-hmm. Like the hottest wings I can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they're like those stupid ones. It's like a wing challenge. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
Nobody needs that bullshit.
But they're good.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to rate. We've never done a rating.
No.
On Balding the Big Guy before. But I'm going, because I have no ceiling so far to compare it to. I'm just going to be like a 9.1 for me. I don't know what that means. It's just a 9.1 out of 10.
Okay.
For the pineapple, what's your rating on the pineapple?
I'll give it a 9. Solid 9.
Rookie score. Garlic, I'm going, because I love garlic, but that one's a little bit, the pineapple's just, I like that, the sweet and hot. Garlic is definitely up there. It's an 8.7. What you got?
Garlic, I'm going to give it a 9.3.
9.3? All right. Yep. Blueberry, because of its unique flavor profile, like because it's blueberry, I'm going to put that in like a 7.6.
Yeah.
Because I've never had anything like that.
Exactly. I've never had any.
And I think that's more specific. Fruity, yeah. Like you're going to put that one on more specific things.
Yep.
The other two, I could put on burgers.
Yep, absolutely.
Or
and
pizza.
They'll be good on burgers. Or they'll be good on pizza. They'll be good on everything.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm going to give the blueberry. An 8.7.
8.7?
Yeah, they're all
fucking incredible. Up there. And by no means do any of these ratings mean anything.
Not one bit.
Not one bit. Like
but
you may
they
prefer,
are fucking delicious.
They're fucking delicious.
So, and to be fair, I have not had any of these on wings before. I put them on everything else except for wings.
Really? Well, because you don't normally order, if you're going to order wings to your house, you don't get like plain wings.
Exactly. Well, also, these are hot sauces. Remembering, they're hot sauces, so they're not the consistency of a wing sauce.
So if you want to put them on butter and stuff
exactly.
Like that.
So normally, if you want to put them on wings, you're gonna melt some butter in a pan, add all your hot sauce, add whatever you want to put,
and
then it coats the wing. So these aren't specifically wing sauces. These are hot sauces. Now, that being said, I would turn any one of those into a wing sauce in a fucking heartbeat. And
so, how would you turn that into a wing? Literally,
I would do
just
the same exact thing.
Pan,
so I would literally stick a pan, add like half a stick of butter to it, probably
half
most
a bottle
of the bottles,
or something, or
yeah,
whatever.
A full bottle, half a bottle, whatever. This is where it's their consistency, and then toss your wings in it, 100%. And every one of those would be fantastic as a wing sauce.
They really are. So you can't go wrong
on
getting those. So, again, Jason, thank you for sharing your wing sauces with us, for us to taste. Again, it was my first time ever having those.
So good.
So good, dude.
God, they're
so
good.
So good.
Yeah.
And, with that, let's kick off the rest of the show. So what's been going on with you, man? You've been busy. I was out of town for a week and a half.
Yeah, you were out of town for a while, so I house that for you.
Yep. Watch the cat.
Watch the cat for you. which got me prepared to have our own cat. So now we have a cat.
You do?
Yeah, we do. His name is Boppo.
Oh, that's the one a friend's kid named.
Yeah. The kid named our cat Boppo, and then she told me, well, its name's Boppo now, so you can't change it. And my wife is just like, okay.
That's hilarious.
So I actually just took the 6-year-old's,
What kind of cat is it?
I don't know.
Like, kind of like ours?
Yeah, it was just something.
Yeah, kind of something that shows up at your house?
Yep. It showed up at their house. They brought it inside for a couple. It's definitely still young. It's not very big.
Okay.
So I don't know how big it will get.
Yeah.
But it's a cool little cat. I don't even like cats, but.
Get it fixed yet?
Not yet.
Okay, there's a place up in Bernie.
Yeah, we'll
talk about that. But yeah. You don't want your cat getting knocked up.
Nah, we'll take inside cat anyway. So it's a girl.
You don't
want
to get.
Definitely don't want a bunch of kittens. No. So, yeah.
Other than Captain that, gets frisky
busy.
One night.
Oh, God. Some weird cat dogs.
Dog, cat, dog.
Yeah, that's where that show came from.
Oh, it is. No shit. I just forgot about that. I just remembered that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's great. That's awesome. Having a cat around. How are the dogs with the cat?
They were instantly in love.
Really?
They
got a new toy.
They got together perfect. They instantly got together or got along like perfectly.
That's great.
Yeah.
It was great. It's fun having a cat around. Yeah. We didn't have a cat for years. And then one found us, Milo. Yeah. If you follow me on Instagram or whatever, I post pictures every once in a while of the cat. But he just showed up last year, middle of winter, freezing ass cold out.
Yeah.
And we got a cat. We were like, we're not having a cat.
Well, you got a cat now.
We got a cat now.
All right.
And he runs the house. So
it works out.
To all you folks out there, what else happened?
Shoot, just been working a lot. Yeah.
Doing a lot of recording podcasts. Dude,
yeah, so I've been doing my regular job, and then I've been doing a bunch of extra stuff. I did a comedy show podcast last night up in Austin. Did a couple other vlog stuff earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Editing a lot. Just, it's busy.
It's good stuff, yeah. I was up in Colorado snowboarding. We got fucking shit ton of snow.
Yeah, I saw that. It was great. Badass.
Yeah, so little vacation time for Beth and I. Got to we road tripped it up there, too. I love road trips.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
That's a good drive.
If you guys don't listen to the Scared to Death podcast, I know I talk about all sorts of things. That one's great. We literally listened to, I can't say every single one of them, but we caught up. I think we listened to 10 hours of Scared to Death podcast. Scared to Death
is great, but we should also subscribe and listen to Castrofiles.
The Castrofiles is
so that's another a great one too.
My wife and I do. Yep, so we do that. I'll be dropping one of those pretty quicker.
And if you like Scared to Death, listen to Castrofiles. It's a great, very similar type of podcast with the two of them talking about scary stories, and a little bit of interaction. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
they're short. They're like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's a great on the way to work podcast to listen to on the road.
Appreciate that. Thanks for the plug, buddy.
Of course.
Appreciate that. Yes, we did that. We listened to Mr. Ball, and we just kind of road trips are how Beth and I just kind of like decompress.
Absolutely.
Then we get up to Colorado, and it was like perfect. They call them bluebird days up there where it's just like blue sky, like clear blue sky. And then we got dumped on. Some places got like 4 feet of snow. We got like 18 inches.
There's been all kinds of crazy snow right now. Like there's snowing everywhere. It's like
March 24th. Yeah.
And my family lives in Michigan and in Illinois, and my sister-in-law in Michigan is posting snow, like just still snowing. It's like snowing right now.
Spring.
My brother lives in Utah. It's snowing right now.
Yep. You're like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. I don't know. That's weird.
And then watch, like, summer will be a beater on them, right? It'll be like 100 degrees, 99% humidity, but it's sunny out, so it can't rain. And
that sucks.
Yeah, and then it's just going to, and then the mosquitoes are going to come steal kids.
Horrible.
They're just going to pick them up and,
it's damn near
The Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
Those flying monkeys.
That's the one thing I love about wintertime here is all the bugs go away.
They do.
And then all of a sudden, about this time of year, you start getting mosquitoes again.
And then you
walk outside at night and you hear all those. What are those weird, like cichlids? Is that what they're called?
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Cichlids.
And it's cool.
Now they're annoying.
They're annoying.
They'll get underneath.
It's like you live in a jungle or something.
Yeah, they'll get underneath because my backyard backs up to like a wash ravine kind of thing or whatever. An arroyo.
Arroyo. I think that's the
Spanish word for it. A wash, basically. And they're out there, dude.
A wash,
if you're from New England. And then those motherfuckers, they're like, if you've never seen a cicada.
They're crazy.
They're crazy. And they make this like noise.
You know what? There was this weird thing, probably if people have seen them, because there's this weird thing going on TikTok where people are eating them.
What?
For a while. Yeah, you Google it. Google it, TikTok it. Yeah. There was this thing on TikTok where people were like catching them and like cooking them and eating them. I don't know why. I only saw a couple of videos, but it was like a thing. It was for a while. Like people were eating cicadas. Cicadas?
Cicadas.
Yeah.
Were they?
So.
I don't understand that.
I didn't really watch many of the videos because I'm like, that's disgusting. Why would I do that? But
they
it was a TikTok thing.
In Florida Man Lucy's
sauce. It probably would be delicious on that.
Garlic?
That FML hot
the
sauce.
Garlic?
Yeah. Some FML hot sauce on a cicada. Well, it's like, and you're just like.
Do you have to like pull their head off first?
I have no idea.
I don't want to get that.
I'm assuming. Like, have you ever had like a crickets or something?
No.
Dude, so my father-in-law down in Laredo, he brought some across the border from Mexico that were cooked down there and stuff. And they were like garlicky. They were delicious. Honestly, they were actually good. They were crunchy, garlicky. They were good.
Don't worry. The government's going to conspiracy theory time. The government's trying to get you to eat more mealworms and crickets
shit. Well, that's true. That's all. Bill Gates is all about that shit.
Nope.
But you know what's funny? There's a guy came by the house the other day, and he brought some protein bars. They were made of crickets.
Fuck that.
I couldn't tell you the brand, who it was. I couldn't. I don't know. I don't remember.
Did you try one?
Not yet. No.
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 But they're there.
Grab a couple. We'll try them next time.
Yeah. If there's some there, I can try.
I'm gonna need like a fucking bucket.
No, I don't know. I would imagine that they're not bad. I have no idea. No, dude.
I just can't do it. I can't. I'm sorry. I mean, I understand that it's a protein source and stuff like that.
There's an abundance.
And I don't want to be an asshole and be like, I'm an American. But we have cows.
We do.
I'd rather eat one of those. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel bad about eating cows.
Of course not. Why would you?
McDonald's. How many people go there? Fucking.
And that's mostly cow.
Mostly, yeah. And,
and whatever else they put in there that we don't know about.
64% cow.
Yeah, that, you know what? We should make a commercial like McDonald's now, 100% cow. And then like, people would be like, wait,
what the fuck was it before?
What was it before? What was it before? Oh, God. What were we eating? It's like, it's now, 100% cow.
Beef.
Like, wait a minute. Because they don't say, like, hard as that beef, but it's kind of assumed. So, like,
you
kinda
hope
now, 100% beef. Oh, God, what was it before?
What would they... All right, we're going to get like a sued fake commercial. For slander or something whatever it is.
Or libel or whatever.
Dude, I ate McDonald's the whole way up and back.
Is great. Obviously, I eat that shit all the time.
Yeah, so. we are... Beth and I are definitely McDonald's road trip people. But we don't typically eat it any other time.
Yeah, 100%.
Unless, like... It's a hungover day kind of thing like that. But yeah, we definitely hit the McDonald's on the way up there. So I probably got my fair share of bug protein.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, if it's not 100%, there's got to be some sort of filler in there, right? And I'm a cheeseburger guy because it's easy. It's road trip easy food. Like Beth can get the whatever she wants. She's in the passenger seat. I do the two cheeseburgers and a french fry.
Dude, that's the oldest meal in the book. It was like number two forever. Now it's not on the meal. On the
no, it's on there.
Oh,
it's
it?
Just at the very bottom on the right hand side.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you have to ask for the two cheeseburger meal.
Oh, you have to ask for the meal.
I think you might even have to ask for it.
Well, maybe you do. Yeah, I haven't been to McDonald's in a minute, but
yeah, no, I don't recommend
I normally like it for breakfast, like the cheese,
the egg McMuffins,
the egg McMuffin. Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
I went there a while back, and I was like, "Where's your dollar menu?" And she's like, "What?" And I was like, "Don't you have like a dollar menu? You have a cheeseburger for a dollar, or a McChicken for a dollar?
They got rid of
a
it.
Drink for?" She's like, "That doesn't exist anymore, sir."
In one place, we
I was
were,
like, fuck.
We were kind of like, I think we, I can't remember the name of the town. It was a little town.
Mm-hmm.
Just before we got on the 25 heading up into Colorado. Got a two cheeseburger meal with a Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
We should get the Diet Coke. Beth got a quarter
that's
pounder.
Called, that's called the Trump.
The Trump. Is it?
No, I don't know. McDonald's and Diet Coke. I assume it's what he eats.
Yeah,
I have
probably.
No idea.
I don't know. I thought it was KFC.
No, it's McDonald's. Remember, he got it all for that football team that came in.
Oh, that's right. That's fucking rad. I think that's great. He had like 100 Big Macs. And then she got a quarter pounder with cheese meal Diet Coke.
I don't think I've ever gotten a quarter pounder.
It was $25.
Jesus Christ. For McDonald's.
For McDonald's.
For lunch.
$25.
That's so stupid.
It was ridiculous. And I was like, I mean, I've never had sticker shock going to McDonald's.
No.
You're like, how in the fuck is a quarter pounder with cheese, ketchup only, a fry, and a Diet Coke $12.50 or something like that, or $13.50?
I mean, it shouldn't be.
It
shouldn't be.
McDonald's do better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yesterday I got a, oh, where was I?
And I had to order like.
Oh.
Good.
No, so yesterday I was at this event. And I went inside to order food. I got a drink. It was like $12. I was like, God, okay, whatever. It's just like it was like an event, so I'm like, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
And then I went to the little restaurant in the they had a bunch of food trucks outside, which I didn't go to. I went to the restaurant inside because they had lobster rolls, and I was like, I'm gonna eat a lobster roll.
Yeah.
It was $32 for one lobster roll, but I was like, I mean, how often do you eat a lobster roll? It's worth it for the one that's wild. But $32 for a fucking lobster roll. It was ridiculous. It was mind blowing.
Yeah. Well, we are in San Antonio, Texas. Yeah. Are you in Austin?
It's fresh Austin lobster for sure.
Which is definitely frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen lobster tails that they chop up.
Well, it was some claws in it too. I saw it. So it was, I mean, it was, to be fair.
That or was it one of those little split
top? It was huge.
Okay.
It was big. It was worth $30. That's fair. It was good.
Because in New England, when we go, like I go back home to, I'm from New Hampshire, right on the seacoast, like lobster rolls are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what they were, but they were a good $10 back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's when like a, they call them chick lobsters, or it's like a pound and a quarter. Lobster would be like $6, $7.
God, not anymore.
Fresh. Like you pull them out of the lobster tank. this isn't your Red Lobster lobster take. You go to, have you ever heard of a Lobster Pound?
No.
Lobster Pound is where you go, and it's somebody that has the boat show up, and they offload the lobster from the lobster traps.
And then all stores are buying them, restaurants are buying them.
They do that, and then they have different tanks all over the place with different size lobsters.
No shit.
Right, so you can get like a 2 pound lobster, a 2.5 pound lobster, a 3 pound lobster, or a bunch of 1 1/4s, 1 1/2s. They have them.
What's
all
your
sized
average
up.
Size lobster? How big is that?
About a pound and a quarter, pound and a half.
Because you only really eat like the tails and the claws, right?
I eat the whole goddamn thing.
I haven't cooked a whole, I mean, I was a chef and I've never cooked like a whole lobster. I've always cooked the shells.
We can do it.
I've cooked like the claws, I've cooked the tails.
You separate them out, you break them.
Yeah, well, no, I've either bought tails and cooked them, or I bought claws and cooked them. I've never done the whole thing, yeah. I love lobster though, it's fucking delicious.
We'll do like a lobster bake this summer.
Okay, let's do it. Make some lobster rolls, homemade.
We just have a whole lobster, and I'll get some drawn butter.
Shrimp. Ooh, it's almost crawfish season too, which are fantastic.
We can do it all in the backyard in a big
Sounds
pot. Great.
Sounds awesome.
Just dump it out on a table.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you guys have never had a chance to do that, it's not hard.
I've done crawfish bowls. I've done several of those out here.
It's the same logic. Like you eat the little legs, like the little thin legs. Yeah. They're like,
yeah.
Just pull the meat out of them, show you everything. The only thing I don't eat is the roe or the tamale. Yeah. Tamale's that green shit.
Yeah.
My brother will eat that shit, and I'm like, no.
Nope.
I'm not that New England. My dad's
I was going to say, they're like New England.
Yeah.
They grew up a long time ago.
Yeah. My dad's always got it. My dad grew up and lives just out of the same town that he grew up in. Well, I mean, he was Marine.
That's New Hampshire, right?
Hampshire. Yeah. He's in Raymond, just outside of, in between like Hampton, the Seacoast, and Manchester, right? But the guy that runs that Lobster Pound, he went to high school with.
Where's Hampshire at?
Hampton?
Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
If you live in New Hampshire, where's Hampshire?
Probably in England.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. To those Englanders.
We connect to Canada. And that's where my family's from. Maine. They're from Waterville.
Or Lamontagne. You're from France, bud.
Well, the name is.
Yeah.
But our family came from France to Canada.
Canada.
Oh, yeah. Canada. To Quebec. Down into Maine.
Quebec is super French.
Down into Maine and then spread out.
Mm.
We spread our seed.
You spread that seed.
They spread the seed.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's funny? So the other day, this is actually another thing about the fast food, whatever. I went to Taco Bell the other day and I went to the window and I was like, hey, I'd like to, or not to the window, but to the, you know, fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'd like to get a 7-layer burrito with no guacamole or tomato. She's like, we don't have that, sir. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll get a double-decker taco. We don't have that, sir. And I'm like, fuck. I'll get a...
See, you're doing all these nostalgic...
I was like, fine, I'll get a grilled stuffed burrito. That's the last thing I want. She's like, we don't have that either, sir. And I was like, God, what do you fucking have? Like, you don't have any of the things
She's
I like?
The menu is literally in front of you.
But I don't look at the menu because I know what I want at Taco Bell. I don't go there. I've been there years.
You need one of the old-timer Taco Bell
So
guys.
I ended up getting like a fucking grilled cheese taco or whatever the fuck. It was stupid.
Like with the cheese in it?
It was a grilled cheese burrito. It was dumb.
That sounds terrible.
It was terrible.
Well,
it was
not, number one, you went all trash to nowadays. A Taco Bell in San Antonio.
Well, that's what I was craving, though. I was driving.
8 taco places within like 1 mile of my house.
Have you eaten a Mexican taco on the road, driving down the road?
No.
Exactly.
I don't eat Mexican food.
You can eat a Taco Bell burrito driving down the road.
Because it comes in that little paper that's got the paper pocket, the taco pocket, that wraps around it and be like.
Yeah, you can do that when you're driving.
Yeah.
You can't eat a Mexican taco while you're driving.
I'm not eating a burrito while I'm driving down the road. That's why I do the cheeseburgers, because they're super easy.
They're made for travel.
Yeah, you may get an onion that falls on your seat or something like that, those little tiny onion things.
Yeah, those little cheeseburger onions.
They're fucking weird.
In a squeeze pack or some weird shit.
There's like...
Yeah, that sounds...
I'm not a big
I couldn't
fan.
Work at McDonald's. I would ruin me forever.
The McDonald's over by here, believe it or not, is a franchise-owned, locally-owned restaurant.
So it's McDonald's. Definitely almost 100% beef.
I would think so.
Yeah, hopefully.
My neighbor knows the guy that owns it.
It's probably mostly 100% cool. beef.
Yeah, mostly 100% beef. I don't know.
I'd like to hope so. I'd like to think it is.
I mean, it's the same thing going to Taco Bell.
That's definitely not 100% beef. My brother has work to talk about. He's like, dude, that meat comes in a fucking like pouch. You just cut it open, squeeze it out, and warm it up. Yep. And it even says, if you read the thing, it has like, it's beef and it's like soy product.
What is?
I have no idea. It's disgusting. You're going
to go to Taco Bell and get bitch tits.
Probably.
Soy product? It's disgusting. Hate that word. That, I hate those that combination.
Yeah. So when I did my vegan thing for like a day.
Oh yeah, how'd
that go? Oh, yeah, we never talked about that. So I planned on going vegan for a month, and I ended up being vegetarian for 4 days because I had cheese and I forgot I can't have cheese. So after day two, I realized, oh shit, I had cheese and I wasn't supposed to eat cheese.
And I'm starving to death.
So then I was like, well, fuck it, I'm just gonna go vegetarian. So then I stayed vegetarian for 2 more days. Then I was like, man, this steak sounds really good. And I just did that instead.
No
so.
Willpower.
None.
Not when it comes to fucking meat, dude.
Not when it comes to meat. Well, then also on top of that, I was like, I was thinking like, man, I started working out again. I was like, man, if I'm working out, I want some protein to like not feel like shit after I work out.
Yeah.
And you can't be a vegetarian and get like good protein. Like, man, I gotta.
It's tons of beans.
You have to eat like 10,000 cans of like, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You have to eat a bunch of soy.
Red kidney beans.
I'm not eating soybeans and I'm not eating soy anything because it's like that's shit for you.
Yeah.
I like soy like a little bit of tofu in a pad thai or edamame on some sushi and stuff. I don't mind a soy sauce. I love soy sauce on like different.
But
things.
You're not going out of your way.
But I'm not gonna go eat like fake turkey that's made out of tofu.
Tofurkey.
I'm not gonna eat exactly. I'm not eating tofurkey. I'm not gonna eat any of that shit. So
I'm not buying a block of soy paste, bean, whatever that shit is now.
I like Asian food. I cook a lot of Asian food, like you know, miso paste and all different things that with the use of soy. It's fine.
Well, that's a but I'm not, add flavor.
Exactly. But also, I don't eat Chinese food every day.
Right.
I'm not eating like fake. So that didn't last. So I'm just.
So now
eating,
you're just back to meatarian?
Carnivore, yeah. Back to carnivore.
Now you're just like it completely erased vegetables from your diet.
Yeah, I had a little bit of grits this morning, but I mean, that's.
What are grits?
Grits are corn.
I guess that's true.
And then, granted, of course, but also carnivore, I'm not like super, super strict. Like it's. I eat mostly it's just meat. Like this now. It's just,
yeah.
Wings,
some fried wings.
Breakfast was eggs normally.
Yeah.
Eggs and then just meat, like chicken breast, whatever.
Side of potato.
Sometimes a little bit of potato, but not very much potato.
You need a little something extra.
A little bit of potato here and there, but like, you know, a little bit, like maybe a slice of bread with eggs, like one slice of toast, maybe something like that. But for the most part, nah, cut out all that shit because I just didn't want to.
You felt yourself dropped any weight?
No, I didn't lose any weight over when those 4 days of being vegetarian.
No, I'm saying from being.
I haven't weighed myself yet. I have
no idea.
You didn't
weigh yourself, bro. Did you weigh yourself beforehand?
When I was supposed to go back to carnivore?
No, well, when you went into the vegetarian phase.
I just
felt
like shit. I was just like, I just said, fuck it, and didn't do it. I have no idea. I doubt anything happened because I saw
it was 4 days, bro.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine.
Starve yourself for 4 days and figure out how that works for you.
I did the beginning of the year. January 1st to the 10th, I didn't eat.
Fucking dude.
That was better than being vegan.
Florida Corner. I got a Florida Corner story. Let's do it. You ready?
Florida Corner.
So this dude, all right. Now, I'm going to read through the story, but you got to think about the visual that you're going to get from this, right?
Yeah.
Naked man, 60, arrested for indecent scenario, in quotes, on Florida beach, cops say. This is out on Smoking Gun. Meet Leighton Paul Nauman. Anyway, it's just picture every white dude that lives in Florida.
Old white guy.
Oh,
that's exactly what I picture.
Old white guy. 6-year-old sound engineer went to the beach Saturday afternoon hoping to arrange a sexual encounter or maybe just go home with someone's phone number, according to court records. While such goals may be commonplace, Nauman's unusual tactics resulted in his arrest at Blind Creek Beach, a clothing optional spot. In Jensen Beach, Florida. In response to prior complaints about lewd behavior occurring at the beach pathways, the sheriff's deputy was on foot patrol when he came upon a naked Nauman seated in a recliner.
A naked Nauman. That's great.
Seated in a recliner chair with a hat over his face around 12:30 in the afternoon. An arrest report offers an explicit account of the genital presentation observed by the cop. Its description had multiple rings, a metal chain, and a note advertising passerbys to please feel free to investigate gently.
Oh God!
While the beach allows nudity, police reported that the pathways are accidentally frequented by parents, which is it's kind of, it's a nude beach area, right? Like, yeah, yeah. You're like, don't bring your kids. There's mm-hmm. naked dudes over here, or women or whatever.
It's always just naked dudes.
Right. So Nauman was busted for indecent exposure, a misdemeanor, and booked into county jail. He was held, or he had posted a $500 bond. All right. So I'm going to repeat one portion of this. He had a genital presentation where he had multiple rings and a metal chain connected to himself.
To his dick.
I didn't say the connected to himself is not in there, but I read the actual affidavit. I'm not going to go into that whole thing. It was connected to himself. Then he ran a chain out to the walkway and then put a note on it.
So wait, anybody could just grab that chain and just yank his dick off. Fuck that.
Gently pull, tug that. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh my God. Ding, ding, ding. They're just asking like strangers to walk by and jerk him off.
Or, I guess. Like, I mean, Jesus just tug Christ. On that little chain a little bit. This, and he had a note right there.
Please. What the fucking fuck?
I don't even know.
And he said there was a thing on his head. Why? I mean,
he just had like his hat. Like, he was just chilling.
Yeah. Just chilling with
him. He's got his ding dong connected to a chain, probably through some cock rings or something like that.
God damn.
It's Florida, man.
That is.
What is that wrong with Florida?
So, anyway, Florida, man.
I thought fucking same thing, bro. When I fucking God read this damn. Story, I was like, and we're doing a fucking Florida man lunacy. I mean, like, put some clothes on him. He probably could be this dude.
Or take this guy's clothes off.
And just, it's.
Hey, you know what?
What sauce, what flavor hot sauce is that?
I don't even want to think about
coconut?
That. I have no idea.
Coconut flavored? Sorry, buddy. Oh, boy. Sorry, Jason.
But yeah, Jason, your sauces are great.
Your sauces are amazing. Florida's fucking retarded.
Florida's awesome too, though.
It's awesome, but you go like, God damn, dude, like it's that's a story. God,
and that's that a happened. Common occurrence.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like uncommon in Florida. I don't that's understand like, it. That's like pretty, like,
there's par enough shit for the that course, there's you know, like whole sections on the internet.
Yeah. There's literally websites built for like, this is the daily weird shit in Florida website. Like, God damn. That's the reason we can have. A Florida corner because there's enough weird shit in Florida to talk about it every week.
Right. Fuck.
Fucking weird.
So we've got a solar eclipse. I think it's happening next Monday.
Next Monday, yeah.
Next Monday. Solar eclipse is going to happen. People are freaking the fuck out. Like, literally.
It's supposed to be, like, the first time in, like, 40 years.
Thousands of years.
Maybe 100. Maybe
100,000 years. I don't know.
Something like that, yeah. It's supposed to be the first time in like in forever.
And so there's a bunch of like conspiracies. But it's supposed to
be a big solar eclipse. Like this is
it's like a full, it's going to get dark.
Yeah.
During that solar eclipse, it's going to be the only time in like however long that you're going to be able to see the devil's comet at the same time.
What is that?
So it's a comet that goes by every however many years, 50, 100, whatever years. And you'll be able to see it because the sun will be blocked out because typically it would go by.
Really?
The sun's too
so
bright.
So where do you see that? Where do you look at it
in the sky.
No shit. Well, no what idea. Area? Where do you look at to see
know,
the comet?
Dude, I don't know.
No way. You don't look at the ground to see the fucking comet go by?
I read about it, but it's the devil's comet. So there's those two coincidences. And then there's like a track that says you should be in these areas to
see that,
it,
yeah.
right? And it goes through Texas and it goes like kind of through the Midwest up through New England or something like that. But it goes through like some town that's like a biblically named town, right? And it's, or towns, mm-hmm. right? And they're it's like weird.
Yeah.
Right? So I could probably look it up, but I'm not going to. But it has something to do with like end of days kind of thing. And I may be talking out of my ass, but probably. It's something like that.
What if April 8th is the last day of the world?
Dude, I have friends that are not going to, they're keeping their kids home.
Why would that change the end of the world? The end of the world's the end of the world. Taking home's not going to change they're anything.
Because like, they think that...
It's the end of the world. Ah, never mind.
People are going to do weird shit, man. People do weird shit for weird reasons. We just talked about Florida Corner.
Reasons. They do weird
that
shit for
That dude just
weird
wanted
reasons.
His dick tugged.
Well, I can I understand mean, that. That's I mean, understandable, at least.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid home on because of a solar eclipse is a little weird.
I don't know.
Is it weirder than getting your dick pulled by a stranger on a parking lot? Parking... What do you call that fucking thing? A walkway?
Sidewalk. No.
Oh, also something else I heard about this eclipse. So apparently, there's a scientist from some university who wants you to keep an eye on your animals, if you have cats and dogs and stuff, or any animal if you have, during this eclipse. Because the last eclipse, a lot of dogs and animals were just going crazy. And apparently, a lot of them started fucking during the eclipse for some reason. They had no idea why. So you're supposed to keep an eye on your dogs during this eclipse.
It's like their cycle or something.
Something. They just, there's
like they're connected to the Earth.
Most animals on Earth have never seen it except for like, you know, tortoises and shit. This is really, really old. So they've never experienced it in their life. So for some reason, something about them, they're like, I don't know, fucking something about the dog. I'm not a scientist, neither. And so I don't know. But something about them is like set off by this eclipse.
Professor McGuire.
So you're supposed to like watch them and see how they act during the eclipse.
Take some video and see if Lucy starts.
I'm the same thing. Well, I'm not gonna be home, but
standing up and walking.
It's the middle of the day, I think, on Monday, so I'll be at work. But what if you get home and Lucy and Mick are both like walking around,
like standing up on their hind legs?
Well, they've like evolved into like human dog hybrids,
wearing glasses and like reading a Kindle.
Yeah, they're like human dog hybrids, and then Beth becomes a dog.
She starts home, you're barking. Like,
what happened here? This is so weird.
Like what was that? There was a movie where they switched, like the mom and daughter switched.
Oh, Freaky Friday.
But it's like a Freaky Friday with the dogs and Beth. But I wasn't home, so I didn't see the
You also weren't involved in it because you weren't home.
We have security cameras around our house and inside. Mm. I'd have to go to the camera. It's all going to be a recording. Beth works from home.
Good point.
So I'll have it on video. If something weird happens,
you'll know.
Fuck it.
You'll definitely go famous, go viral on the internet for that one.
Probably get like 100 views.
At least.
Something like that, at least 100 views.
Hell yeah.
You did want to talk about a little bit of veteran entrepreneurship. So a slightly different tangent here. We were talking earlier. So go into this is just for some folks. I have a friend that's actually staying here and I'm going to be dropping that episode in like the next few days or something like that, maybe a week or something. And he and I were talking. Josh is a certified master welder, and he's also, he worked for the Navy. He was a civilian contract or whatever you want to call it. He was like a GS 13, 15.
He wasn't a Navy veteran.
He was a veteran, but he worked as a civilian on base at Pease Naval Submarine Base or something like that, which is just up in New Hampshire. But he welded Navy subs. Mm-hmm. And then he's since moved on past that, and he does all sorts. Now he's like a QC guy, quality control guy.
Yeah.
But we were talking about like not just veteran entrepreneurship, but going into trades and doing those sorts of things. So that it was a cool episode. So that'll come out in a couple days.
Yeah.
But for your perspective on veteran entrepreneurship, what do you want
to? Well, the reason I want to talk about that is because of this company right here. So once we have Jason on, I want to talk about a little bit more because he is in fact a veteran who started this company.
Yeah,
He was an Air Force veteran, or still is an Air Force veteran. And then obviously I work for a company that's a huge veteran business.
Yeah,
I work with a ton of veteran businesses because of where I work, and then I just started my own business, so that's technically a veteran.
Goddamn right.
So I'm just I don't know what I specifically want to talk about it specifically.
One thing
get out there and do it, like.
It's not that scary.
It's not near as scary because it took me a long time to get going, and I've already been I've been busy as hell.
But it can be a side hustle to start,
exactly. Which is for me, it's a side hustle, and I don't know how he is if it's a side hustle still for him.
I imagine that's a full time gig.
But
we'll talk to him.
But there's a lot of there's a lot of companies out there who are like they're veteran owned. Support those guys.
Hell yeah!
Especially, not every veteran company is going to be just because they're a veteran doesn't mean they're a good guy. You know what I mean?
Or it doesn't make them a great company.
Or a great company.
But at least you're trying.
But it's one of those things if it's available, I always try to shoot for that.
Yeah.
And then and then just judge accordingly afterwards. Because
that's a great point.
That's all you can do.
Because again, you go into it, and I'm not a veteran. I've got lots of family. They were Marines. Oh, all my family were Marines. Yeah. My brothers, my dad.
Yeah.
Grandparents were in the Navies, all that shit. In the Navies.
Father-in-law was a Marine.
My nephew's a Marine. My other nephew's a Coast Guard, active, all that stuff. So it's cool. But yeah, absolutely. When you see these men and women actually trying to do a side hustle on top of their regular gig, maybe it's their full-time gig.
Yeah.
Go out, follow them, like it, subscribe, do all the things on Instagram, promote those companies. And you know what? If this is like, say this is like a $6 bottle, right? Enough people buy one bottle, it can launch a completely different path for those veterans, right?
100%.
And sometimes if they're disabled or they have something going on where they can't do manual labor, that may be the thing to do.
Right? And that might be just be the thing that launches them into success that they didn't have before, because that little bit of a push
yeah.
is what got them over the edge. Where they're 100
people buying one bottle.
I can actually do this. Maybe this is a real thing.
Right? You know, or something like that. So absolutely go out and try it out and try new cool things too.
Yeah. And then now next week, I'm not going to say that next week. We'll talk about next week. Yeah. So,
but I did, I want to introduce you to Peter's friend, fellow Marine right there. Go ahead and bring your friend over.
What's her name?
What do you want to name her? Kona? She's got a Kona sticker on her. Can you see
let's
that?
Let's see here.
I'm sorry. There's no pants on her right now.
Oh, that's okay.
But she does have a Marine Corps shirt on. Yeah. So
I feel like I've seen this before.
Yeah, she was hanging out in the back office.
This is great. She's pretty.
Yeah, so this was who Peter was in boot camp with.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Nice. You know, she ate a lot of crayons. You can tell by her face.
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right, there we go. What's your name?
Carol.
Oh, shit. All right, Carol.
Carol. Carol the Marine. Nah, she's more like a Marine cheerleader.
She's more like a Marine. She's just like a barracks rat.
That's what they're called.
She's just a barracks rat. She just comes over every week for the gangbang.
Stole your shirt.
Oh, man. All right, Karen.
Carol.
Wait, Karen? Carol. That's it.
She doesn't complain like a Karen.
She doesn't complain at all.
No, she doesn't. She just she knows her place.
Yeah, she knows her place. Good, like a good barracks rat.
Cheers, buddy. Grab your water. We'll cheers it up. That's it for this week. Go out, try Florida Man Lunacy hot sauces. They're all amazing.
Yep.
And I think he's probably got some more coming in the future. So keep an eye on that.
There's all kinds of cool shit coming. Go follow Florida Man Lunacy online on Instagram
Facebook,
and stuff.
Instagram.
Yeah, he's always posting recipes and different collabs with other creators of like cooking videos and stuff.
That's awesome.
And it's really good stuff. So
yeah, thank you so much for sending those sauces to us. We appreciate it, Florida Man Lunacy.
Absolutely.
Peter, glad to be back. Getting in a regular routine again.
Mm.
Carol, be good. We will catch you next time. Go out, like, subscribe, do all the things. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
See ya.